integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
There is a drink out there that can make you more alert for late night studying, can prevent fainting, especially after giving blood, can promote weight loss, and can lower blood pressure. Guess what liquid this is? Holly, can you help us out?
I gotta believe it's water.
It is water. It is.
Yeah.
Boring. Not necessarily has a great taste. Doesn't excite you. Although I love water. I love different versions of bottled waters and things like that. But water, it's not sexy, but it lowers blood pressure. It gives you the opportunity to be well, which we don't always do as doctors. We don't always demand that our patients stay properly hydrated so they can recover from whatever illness that they're dealing with. Holly, go ahead.
No, it's interesting. Like, people come in for all sorts of things to come and see me, right? Like, all sorts of things. Eczema, hormonal imbalances, certainly weight loss, the fatigue, sleep disturbances, you name it. I get it, okay? And I got to tell you, each and every, there's two things that never, ever, ever leave my I have a little recommendation sheet that I type out for folks, and we do it together, and we sort of sign off on it together where everything is understood and such. And there's two things that almost everybody, and I treat everybody individually, that is on that recommendation sheet. One is chewing. People don't chew their food enough, and I think that it really starts and helps and prevents digestive issues. Number two is water. People do not drink enough water. And yes, definitely with weight loss, we flush out toxins. We keep our hormones balanced with enough water. Our body is made a lot of water. But from a cardiologist perspective, what is this blood pressure lowering element that water has in staying hydrated?
Yeah, what basically happens when we don't drink enough water, and what we're talking is about, it's about 8 glasses of water a day. It's really flexible. I practice and live out in the Arizona desert. We need more. Folks who live in, you know, cold climates in the winter, they might need a little less, but some of those environments are dry. You know, I'll tell you, one of the driest places I've ever been is Santa Fe, New Mexico in the winter, boy. You know, when I live in the desert, I could not get enough water. What happens is that when we don't have enough volume, blood is more of a solid than a liquid. So when we don't have enough water in floating around in these tubes, in these veins and arteries and nerves and lymphatics, these cells start to bump into each other, causing clumping and causing raising the viscosity. And it's making then the cell, what happens then is the vessels will then clamp down to keep these flowing faster. It's just a normal response. We have all sorts of these laws we study when we're in cardiology, Bernoulli and Laplace's, and similar to what pilots study and to what engineers study. And so basically the fluid goes down, these cells start bumping into each other, increasing the viscosity. Then therefore we clamp down our vessel walls, and that pumps everything through faster, but that's what raises the blood pressure. The other thing about it, it's more clear because I gave you the absolutely most complicated cardiology reason I can, because I like to make myself feel smart. Right? Holly, if I was 5'10", I wouldn't have to talk like that, right?
No.
The other thing is just when our volume's low, we always have to protect the brain. And so when our volume's low, we constrict blood vessels in our hands and in our arms and in our legs and feet to make sure that the volume of fluid will stay up into the brain and organs. So we use this term peripherally vasoconstrict. In essence, our hands and feet, everything will clamp down because the organs need to be protected. And look, dehydration is a very common way people die, especially before any kind of advent of modern medicine. This was maybe the majority of the way people died. And so there is all sorts of mechanisms to preserve the organs during times of hydration problems. And we walk around in Arizona and our bodies are doing it all day. Holly, I have people who live on Diet Coke. I don't know how the body survives. They just don't drink water. And they come in, they have high blood pressure and a simple thing like water, and they'll say, but I don't like the taste of water. And I'm like, well, water's kind of the absence of taste. Maybe get used to that or whatever. But they want to dress it up and they want to make it up and they want to do all these things with it.
I had a woman come in. She was actually a referral from one of the lovely doctors in Arizona, and she had severe depression, anxiety, and she thought it was severe. It wasn't that severe. I would have gotten her to I would have understood my scope of practice and gotten her to, you know, to some place that she needed to be to keep safe. But she was fine. We haven't even had our follow up yet. But we touched base the other day via email. She said just by increasing her water intake, 50% of her symptoms have completely abated.
That's amazing.
And she wasn't drinking any water at all.
It is, you know, we got a great question that Sonar producer threw about Gatorade. And Sonar, Gatorade, when it first came out, because water by itself, if you just drink too much, can be a problem. And sometimes, do you use Electromix or do you add electrolytes to your water when you're working out, Holly?
You know, I do at times because I work out fairly hard, and yeah. It's nice to replace those, yes. But I think, you know, Gatorade, in my opinion, it's got some things that I don't want to put in my body. Does that make sense?
It's just, in essence, it's something that was a good idea to have water and electrolytes, which is what we need. But you didn't have to add the artificial flavorings, the high fructose corn syrup.
That's the big one, that high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Yep.
And here you have people working out to lose weight, and they're drinking high fructose corn syrup. And to me, that's incredibly contradictory. And I'm surprised companies like Gatorade aren't shifting to at least cane sugar or something. I think in the next few years, you'll see that, especially with the CrossFit generation that Dr. Holly's a part of here. They just don't want those chemicals in their body or those things that do sugar. So the answer on Gatorade would be, from me, a big no, as well as Dr. Holly. But mixing electrolytes in with your water, especially if you're drinking a lot of it and working out, because Gatorade is right. You sweat more than just water. You sweat sodium, you sweat all these things, and you need to add and replace those back in.
Yeah, and I think they're, you know, I if people like to, you can go to, I've got a blog I'll throw up on Radio MD about water in general, but I have this great container that you can put tea leaves and or, you know, anything you want, cucumbers or lemons, limes to flavor your water. You drink that throughout the day. There's other things, those emergency packets sometimes people like. Those are a little bit, those can replace and replete some nutrients. I like those, and they flavor the water. It's all about getting it, being able to get it in. Get it in your way. Get it in, like, and you have to get it in your way. I mean, there's people I know that stay hydrated during work because they've got a glass at their desk, and then on the weekends they're for crap, right, because they forget about it. So it's one of those things that sometimes you have to work at so you can have a better compliance,
yeah,
for sure. But whatever it takes.
Have you ever tried cucumber and cantaloupe together?
Oh, see, and you know, I got the idea from Burke Williams as a spa night. It's where I got a massage once. I had a gift certificate, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this water, it was just so refreshing, and it was just so, it just had this taste where you wanted to drink it, and that's what you got. You gotta be able to want to drink your water because it makes a difference in your body, a huge difference in your body.
So I'm going to give you Dr. Weiss's way to transfer from sugary or artificially sweetened drinks to water. Are you ready?
Do it.
Takes 2 weeks. You have to give it up 100%. There is no weaning off, and it takes 2 weeks, and you can mix your water with, like, honey, or you can do some of those tricks like cantaloupe or some of the sweeter vegetables or fruits, excuse me. You can throw some blueberries in there and mash them in and stir it up. Honey you can do, but you can add in whole fruits with some fiber, either blend it or just drop it in there, crush it up and stir it up in there. And then it takes 2 weeks. And it's a 2 weeks that you will miss that other stuff. But every time you have a craving, for that sugary drink, you make sure you do drink. It's just your sweetness mechanism that has gone awry. It's your hydration mechanism calling, but for some reason your brain thinks it's a sweetness mechanism. So when you're doing your transfer out of your sugary or artificially sweetened drinks to water, understand it's going to take 2 weeks to retrain your brain, and you want to listen to that response of that craving, and you want to answer that with water. So every time you have a craving, you go over, you fill up the water, you throw your piece of cantaloupe in there, you mash some berries or a little bit of honey, you mix that up in there and you drink it. Answer that craving with good water in about 2 weeks. You will not just be living good, you'll be living well. You will be able to stay well, staying away from the blood pressure medication, staying away from all of that stuff. Give your body the opportunity to stay well, like we're trying to teach you here at Radio MD. Drink your water. Get away from those other drinks. And that way we can live. You can listen to us for many years.